bank started over 30 years ago now. When we started, we were at a monastery here in Springfield. We had a few volunteers and 2,000 pounds of apple cobbler. And now we're at our current facility at 2000 East Moffitt. We've been there for 25 years, and we distribute about 8.5 million pounds of food annually. So we've come a long, long way.
And that food's going to who exactly?
We serve about 145 different agencies in 21 counties. So those agencies would be things like food pantries or soup kitchens or residential programs. And that varies throughout the counties that we serve.
What is the difference between a food bank and a food pantry?
Well, at a food pantry, you think more at the local level. So that might be, for example, here in Springfield, like Kumler Outreach Ministries or St. Martin de Porres. At the food bank, we're kind of a regional hub. So we do a couple of different things. When you think about a food pantry, they can't really handle a truckload full of food at one time. So at the food bank, we have a larger warehouse facility where we can store that product, we can manage it, we can distribute it efficiently. We have just trucks that can deliver. We have 5 trucks on the road 5 days a week. It's really a good way to manage a lot of the large food donations from places like Dot Foods, corporate food partners, just ways to manage those larger food donations.
Earlier, you were saying that there have been changes in the type of food coming in. Can you talk about that?
Well, what we've seen over the past couple of years is a lot of the food that's coming into the food bank is fresh or frozen in nature. So with that, there's some new needs for storage. You need some cold storage. You need some different temperature zones to properly store and extend the life of that product. And at our current facility, that's something we just don't have. You know, we've been there for 25 years. We've been doing more and more food each year, but in the same amount of square footage. So there have definitely been some storage issues at that current site.
So you guys are going to be moving to a new facility. Can you talk about how that decision was made and why that needs to happen?
That's something we've been working for a long, long time to make happen. As we put out almost 2 million more pounds each and every year, we've really dealt with some storage issues, like I said before. And Springfield Pepsi donated their old facility at 1937 East Cook. And so what we've done there is we've taken that donated building and grounds, we've retrofitted the facility, and we're working to make it fully operable as a new food bank facility.
When is that slated to happen, the switchover?
We have been working since December of 2012 to retrofit that facility. We hope to be moved in at the end of 2013. So probably within the next couple of months, we'll start moving in. The freezer has to run for 30 days, so there's a couple regulations and things we have to meet before we can be fully functional. But very soon, we're going to be moving.
What will be the benefits of having the new facility for the Central Illinois Food Bank?
There's a couple of things that we're really looking forward to. In our current facility, we're limited to groups of 8 or less when it comes to volunteers. We have got so much food in there that it's stacked 3 pallets high. It's spilling into the aisles. It's just not the safest environment. And add to that the forklift traffic of the orders coming in and out. So we'll have a clean area, a sorting area for all the produce and things like that that come in that'll be away from the forklift traffic. We will have some cold storage with different temperature zones to properly store things like dairy and produce. We won't have to keep the potatoes and onions in the same room because that makes the potatoes sprout eyes. Just a really great way for us to extend the life of those products because it's very expensive to bring them in from all over the United States. And we bring in, you know, potatoes from Canada, apples from Texas, and it's very expensive. So we want to make sure that we're making that product last.
And it sounds like now you'll have a chance to store some more fresh fruit or vegetables or food in general.
Right, absolutely. In this new facility, the freezer and cooler will be almost 3 times the size. So we're going total square footage from 22,000 to 56,000 square feet. Like I said, we'll have those different temperature zones. We won't have to divert product anymore. And it's just going to be an opportunity for some major growth.
And then finally, you also mentioned that you will be performing a hunger study. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, we are getting ready to start the 2014 Hunger in America study. This is a huge project where we go in and we meet with clients at the agency level. So we go in, it's through tablets this year. So we go in, we set up the tablets, and we ask people who are receiving food assistance different questions to gather some information that help us kind of get a face of what hunger looks like in our area. This year, we have to visit almost 100 sites throughout the 21 counties. So we need a lot of volunteers for this project. project, it's really eye-opening to go out there and talk to people and kind of hear their stories. And it really does show you what hunger looks like, especially in some of these rural areas that you don't usually get to see. So if you have a little extra time, please get in touch. We definitely need some volunteer support.